Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
So you think we should call this one Save It for Happy Hour, in a way.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. What we're talking about is privacy versus secrecy in non-traditional relationships, or in any relationship, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I think any relationship has a private space. Anytime you're talking about romantic or friend relationships, gosh, this is so freaking relatable to me, to everything. So in my head, if you're keeping things secret, if it's making you feel a certain way, if you're feeling guilty, if you're around a person, whatever, if you're holding back a lot, that has to do with secrecy. And that has to do with what people normally call cheating, because people go, oh, you guys get to cheat on each other. Oh, it's just hall pass cheating. I'm like, no.
No, no, no. There are boundaries and there are rules involved, or maybe not rules, yeah, but boundaries, you know.
Yeah. Like, agreements have been made. Things have been discussed.
Yes.
But then also I find when I go out with a guy, especially if we end up going to bed together or whatever, one of the things they ask is, are you going to go home and tell your boyfriend about this?
Right.
And I'm like, yeah. And it kind of, at first it's like exciting for them, but it also makes them super nervous. Like they're going to get a baseball bat to the face or something.
Right. Or like, what are you going to tell about me?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of things will you be sharing?
It's almost like I get an interview afterwards to give the survey.
Right.
And also when I'm seeing somebody for a while, or white nerd who has a girlfriend, sorry, I totally burped. I admitted it. burp.
Things happen.
That was supposed to be private. Secret. But I don't ask a lot about what happens with him and whoever else he dates.
Right. And I think that's personal preference, because some people, yeah, they want to know all the dirty details.
Right.
But I think you have to have that agreement with your other partner to say, you know, is it okay for me to share, like, all these details with, you know, someone else.
Right.
Whether, I mean, and whether that is in like the girl squad or the other relationship or whatever it happens to be, knowing, you know, what other people are comfortable with sharing, or having shared, mm-hmm, versus what you are comfortable sharing, because you and I are very blunt, very like open.
We are
people.
Overshare with each other, because also the other thing is not just what you're comfortable sharing, but it's what the other person is comfortable with hearing.
Right.
Like for a long time we had, it was almost a modified version of don't ask, don't tell. And I don't mean that in a negative sort of a sense, because I know some people have this like don't ask, don't tell policy with non-monogamy, which,
right,
I don't subscribe to. I don't think it works. I don't think it's very effective.
I don't
for
see
me.
It last very often.
Right. What we found is that my version of like don't ask, don't tell, I put a different spin on it, where if you ask me a question, I am going to give you the truth.
Right.
And I will volunteer certain information.
Sure.
For sure. But also, if it gets to a point where it's too much for you, if you don't want to hear details, then let me know. Because sometimes we think we want to know,
mm-hmm,
but we don't. And sometimes some details are more appropriate to know in different situations.
Right. And I think, you know, when you're trying to figure out in the beginning, like, of opening up a relationship, mm-hmm, like, yeah, there are going to come times where, you know, things are going to rub you the wrong way. It's just going to happen, because,
right,
you're not sure at that point of what you want to hear and what you don't want to hear. And so, you know, testing those waters, but also having the communication to say, that's a little too much, like a little too far.
Right. Like personally, I am a dirty talker.
Right.
So if you want to tell me like graphic details of what you're doing sexually with somebody else, the best time to tell me is in bed, or as a way to get me in bed.
There you go.
If you're like, and you want to know about what we did? Here, let me tell you what we did. And that's like, I'm totally going to be all about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to tell me about your lovey-dovey feelings with them, probably in bed is not the best time to tell. It's kind of a matter of timing, and it is situational. What do you tell them in different situations?
Right.
So when I think of don't ask, don't tell, I guess I think of it in such a different way,
mm-hmm,
of I'm going to come home, I'm going to reconnect with you, or I'm going to go out with, you know, somebody I've been seeing for a while, I'm going to reconnect with you. And if you want to know some details about my other relationships, feel free to ask. Also, I'm going to mention them in conversation. Right. I'm going to mention those people. So let me know, what is your threshold for information?
Right, right.
Like, I have a friend, she's basically like, you cannot overshare with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a friend, it is a metamor, actually. It says, you can't overshare with me.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have all the information. She likes to be over-informed, as she puts it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. But also, I like to give them privacy in their relationship.
Right, right. It's not a need to know. Like, I have to know every single detail. Because I think in any relationship, there is a private space, like you said. And I think I definitely agree with secrecy being, you know, if I feel the need, then I have to not share something for an uncomfortable reason. I think we need to step back and also look at why. Why do we feel the need to keep it secret? Is it because the other person is going to be hurt by it? Mm-hmm. Is it because the other person isn't going to be accepting of it? Is it because we're fearing a lash out or some mm-hmm. kind of abuse?
Is it because you're violating some sort of agreement you've done? Or sometimes you've made a mistake. Like we discussed on the cheating curve.
Yeah.
Like there's a difference between intentional cheating and then there are some mistakes you've made, like based on previous agreements you've done where you think, oh my gosh, did I do something wrong here?
Right.
And the longer you keep it secret and it eats away at you, then it does start to feel like cheating.
Right, right.
And that is not a good thing.
Yeah. And see, and I'm one of those people that if you cheat, I am much more accepting of that than I am of keeping it from me, than the dishonesty, because right. I value honesty so much that is the part that really upsets me.
Yeah, the longer you keep it from me, the more intentional it becomes.
Yes.
And then the more I have to question other things about you.
Right.
But
if you say, hey, I fucked up, yeah. I'm going to be more accepting and say, okay, well, let's talk about this and mm-hmm. let's see if we can work through this. Because yes, it's a violation of trust, but the longer that it goes on, the less trust you're going to have in the end.
Right. And also, with people, you know, coming clean on mistakes they've made, or maybe they overstep bounds a little bit or whatever, then I'm more likely to give them privacy as they're dating other people as well, where they'll come home and I might just say, or, you know, I meet up with them and I'm like, just say, like, how was your date?
Right.
And I let them say what they're going to say about it. I might ask a couple of questions, like, usually my probing questions are, here we go again. What did you eat? Where'd you go for food?
Right.
You know, things like that. And
right.
I don't have to have a book report about things.
Right. I don't need the play-by-play. You mm-hmm. know, whatever you feel like sharing is up to you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't ever want to make somebody feel, like, forced into talking about things.
Yeah, because then it starts to feel like an interrogation. And then if I ask too many questions, then I feel like I'm violating their privacy mm-hmm. in a way, because I do want to have them have their space with whoever they're seeing, or a friend or whatever. I want them to have that space of things that they share just with them, because
right.
I know the people I'm seeing, they have things that they just share with certain people that they don't share with me.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I don't know every single detail about every single thing about them. And therefore, I should feel less than? No.
Like, right.
We went through this last week, actually.
Mm.
You had an event happen, mm-hmm. and you just didn't want to talk about it for a few days.
Right.
And I let it go. And then I was like, I got mad for like 5 seconds. And then
there's a little butt hurt in there.
There was a little bit, but then I was just, I also, by that time, I had reasoned by the time I talked to you, well, she didn't want to talk about it yet. Okay. Like, not my table. Right. Mm. And so I brought it up when the next time we saw each other, and
I got
mad for like 5 seconds. And then I was like,
now the way you brought it up though, was like very, very subtle, like twice. You threw it in the conversation, like, very, very subtly, and finally, the second time, I was like, is that you asking about this?
Right. I gave you an N, and then you were like, okay, be blunt.
I ignored the
and
first
then I was
one.
Like, and I was like, okay, she's telling me to be blunt, so I'll be blunt.
Yeah.
And then it was like 5 seconds of mad, and 10, you know, 5 minutes of us talking about it, and then we ate food.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then later that evening, I figured out, okay, there was this other big thing that you were like, oh, so you didn't tell me this thing. And we were joking about it. But then I was like, Oh, yeah, because I did. I literally texted people and I was like, I fucked so-and-so. Because I was so proud of it.
Right.
I was like, I fucked a guy that I liked, that it was fun, yeah. And you're like, I can't believe you didn't tell me. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, right. There are those things.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is an oversight of like, oh, yeah. I left you out of the group text. Like,
yeah. You know. I mean, you can't assume it. You can't always assume that people are keeping secrets.
Right. And that it's intentional. Mm-hmm. That, you know, sometimes we just fucking forget things and, mm-hmm. you know, or forget who we've told. I mean, if we have a big social circle, for example,
right.
It's hard to remember.
And if I told three people, hey, I had a great night with this guy. And then I was like, oh shit, I forgot to tell her.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, the reason I was thinking the whole, like, save it for happy hour is because I see this a lot in, like, workplace environments. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Women, we're about to throw you under the bus.
Yes.
Because we are, you know how I love to stereotype men and women, and boys are stupid and girls are crazy. Here comes another one. Get ready. Yes. Girls with your TMI at work.
So, yes. There, this was all kind of prompted by a conversation. Where it was the husband was in a very male-driven organization, mm-hmm. and then switched to a very female-driven
organization. And it is different when you have, like...
And the culture
shock.
A
workplace full of men versus a workplace full of women. I've gone through this culture shock before,
right.
too, because I worked at, like, an auto shop. And mm-hmm. then I went and I worked in an office with women, and it was... a complete shift.
Right. And so that was the biggest thing for this individual was the culture shock of, okay, everyone is now like freely sharing information. One of the things was, you know, one woman decided to discuss like her dissatisfaction in the bedroom, like after 2 days of meeting him. And that to me, I was like, what the hell? Like, and to me, when I look at workplaces, I think of professionalism and I'm like, what's professional? And my definition of profession is, you know, staying away from the private subject matters. The other issue was, you know, he had mentioned to his wife, you know, two of the women in the office are on their periods. And she was like, what the fuck? Like, how did you know? Like, why would you even say that? Is that an assumption? Are you just like spewing because like they're in a mood or like whatever? And he was like, no, because they literally told me.
I'm horrible. That TMI they were on the cycle.
Now,
I tell everybody, I told you, I use a little different language where I'm like, the terrorists are winning, or, you know,
right.
Let's not have this happen next week because it'll be The Shining, you know, things like that. I try and put it in a humorous way, but I have to say I am very guilty of the TMI in work situations because my work situations
are
casual.
Yes.
They're very, very casual, and there's just TMI all over the place, but yeah, there's sometimes where I could hold back a little.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and there is kind of the stigma about not talking about periods, and so I'm happy to hear that women are more willing to share,
right?
But also, is the workplace the appropriate place to share that?
Maybe it was a warning.
Yeah, I mean, and it could be, and that's fine. But for some people, like I said, you know, the culture shock can get to them so much,
yeah,
that it ends up being almost a hostile work environment for them. And so there's the balance. And, you know, like I said, save it for happy hour. And then people can opt out on whether or not they want to, you know, have a familiar relationship with their coworkers.
Yeah.
Because some people don't. I mean, the way that I look at it is I'm there to do a job. That's what I'm getting paid for. I'm not there to make friends. I'm not necessarily there to have these conversations.
Ooh, look at you, top model.
I'm not here to make friends.
I look at it, at least, you know, like when I worked in an office, when I had my own office, that was crazy. I would at least wait until it was like one-on-one in the office with somebody I knew I was friends with outside of it.
Right.
You can just, again, this is... you're not keeping things secret,
mm-hmm.
but you're having some privacy. You're not thrusting yourself on everyone else.
Right.
Like, in the social media world we live in where we think everybody wants to know our business. Actually, no. Everybody doesn't want to know our fucking business, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people do. Some people don't. And mm-hmm. until you feel that person out on what they're comfortable with, like, just don't. Don't. It's okay. Like, it's okay to not share like all the fun you had over the weekend even. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, there are appropriate times and appropriate places, and you know, to me, the workplace just isn't one of those.
When did we get so appropriate?
I know.
That's you. That's not me.
That is me.
It's totally you. Like, she's way more appropriate. This is why I always call you the good cop.
Yeah.
But, man, because, yeah, I'm going back in my head going, oh my gosh, I've probably, like, created Me Too moments and shit out of all
that. I feel like I probably have too. Like, and maybe that's why I've developed this sense of professionalism is because I've been in that situation.
I do try and keep my moods. Like, when I'm having, like, emotional breakdowns and stuff, I do try and, like, poker face that stuff.
Mm.
It's, with me, I'm generally more likely to share, like, the happy things, to do the TMI on that stuff or the humorous things. I've at least gotten the boundary of, like, I'm not going to complain about things going on in my sex life. Hello, Sebastian. I'm not going to complain about that shit. And I have been in the experience where there's one guy in an office full of women before. And, boy, he learns a lot, that's for sure.
Right? And hopefully it makes him a better person.
I hope so. I think it does.
Yeah.
Because women talk a lot about bodily functions when we're in groups together.
Why isn't truth?
It's crazy. We're disgusting. We're awful people. I love us. I love it.
Yes.
So, yeah. I mean, be willing to give your partner some privacy.
Yes.
And...
Yes, you don't have to know every single detail. And I know this is a really hard thing for people when they're first opening up. Mm-hmm. Either they absolutely don't want to know anything because they're afraid of what their reaction's going to be.
They're afraid of comparison.
Or they do want to know every single thing and then find out very quickly that they don't. Or the other partner gets hurt in the meantime because there's oversharing that was not approved. And so it can create a lot of problems.
Yeah, and also check in with your partner on oversharing with other people about you.
Yes.
Because that inadvertently happens, especially online these days, where, you know, everybody seems to know everybody, and you talk about your business, and then everybody's like, oh, they take one look at you. I know what's going on with you.
Right.
And so it is just a little bit of discretion. Like, I'm not telling anybody to stay in the closet about anything. I'm just telling them to use some judgment and use some discretion once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that if it's not making me feel like I'm having a secret and it's not eating away at me, then it's okay to have a private space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to tell people, you know, shh, don't talk about that. Mm-hmm. Just know how to have those conversations, when to have those conversations, who's open to those conversations,
right.
Before you just bleh, all over everybody.
Right. And then if you have to have them later, then, you know, get mad for 5 seconds, talk about it for 5 minutes, and then eat some food.
Yep. All about the food.
It's all about the food. Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.